This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're talking about failed leadership of the church. And in this topic, we want to spend some time on what the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ is doing to correct themselves. Because we know that there's a lot of things that's going wrong in the church. And the only one that we could place the blame on is going to be the pastors, the teachers, and the ministers of the gospel. Because they're the ones that are in leadership of the church. And we want to talk a little bit about that. And the second thing we want to talk about is the condition that the world is in. And we know that we can see the condition that the world is in, and it's in a bad condition, and it's not going to get better. The Bible says that wickedness, it wax worse and worse. So we have to know that the things that's happening in the world now, if you think they're bad, then hold on to your seats, because it's going to get worse and worse. The only thing that we have to deal with now as the church is that leadership get in the right position. We have to get back doing the things that God has established in the church in the beginning when Jesus walked this earth and when he decided to pick disciples to walk with him so that they could continue the gospel after he was taken up. That same rule, that same commandments, everything that Jesus did, every foundation that he laid with his disciples is still going on right now. And we have to follow that. And the thing is, we find that not all churches and not all ministers, but we find that the majority of the ministries and the ministers, they're slacking up on what they're supposed to do. And it's leaving the church in a very vulnerable position. They're not ready to go back when the Lord comes. And that's the whole purpose of the church, to get people ready to, so we can all be ready when Jesus come back. You know, I can't stress enough. It just can't be stressed enough to the church that we should not work on the things that the world is working on, but we should work on our own soul salvation with the fear and tremble. And we find that in Philippians 2 and 12. We want to back up all of the lesson with scripture so you'll have that. So you need a pencil and paper so you can realize that the Bible says we have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and tremble. And that comes out of Philippians 2 and verse 12. The church is out of alignment with the Word of God. In this lesson, we will address some of the problems and the shortcomings of the church. And mostly we're going to be talking about leadership of the church. We know that Jesus is coming back again soon, and we have to be ready. And that's found, we found several scriptures, but I'm going to give you Revelations 1 and 7, and 1 Thessalonians, I think it's 4, verse 16 and 17. And it talks about that Jesus is coming back soon and receive his church unto himself. And we know He's coming back. At the church, without a spot, wrinkle, blemish, or even such thing as a wrinkle, a spot, or a blemish. And you know what a blemish is. It could be like a little mole on your face. Well, he's not. He doesn't want you to have not one little speck of any sin on you when he comes back here. So, saints of God, we know that how you take this scripture. We don't know how you're going to take the word of God that's being taught to you, because some people ignore the word and some people begin to comply with the word. So we don't know what you're going to do, but we know that Jesus is coming back, and we have to be ready when he come back. We have to be in obedience and in alignment with every word of God. That's the position of the church. We have to be in alignment, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers. We have to be in total alignment and obedience to the word of God. The word of God tells us that to be perfect as he is perfect. And if you don't think that's possible for you, then you're already lost. Because we are supposed to be perfect, and we can be perfect. Our heart can be perfect. Maybe we're not perfect in all of our ways, not yet, but we're still working on it. But our heart has to be perfect. It has to be 100% perfect toward God right now. What God is saying is that there can be no sin allowed in heaven. He's not going to allow sin in heaven. With the conditions of this world and the constant erosion of the church, we simply have to take time out and make sure that we get it right. We have to get it right. There's no more time. There's no more time for us to use up right now. Every time, all the time that we use, it have to be on correcting of ourselves, correcting ourselves according to the word of God. We don't have to, Bible said we don't have to drink wine, wherein that is, we're excessed with it. But he told us to be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God, knowing that Jesus is the head of the church. We have to make sure we drum this in our mind and our hearts that Jesus is the head of the church. And as we are his church, we are subject to him and no other man. There's no other man we should be subject to but the man and the God, Jesus Christ. We are to be subject to him, and we are to answer to him and no one else. I know in this world that we're living in today, the word of God will cleanse us. We have to know that. The word of God, you know, it's so not working in the way God tells us to do things right now until we kind of have a problem believing what God says. But God says the word of God, it will cleanse us. It will purify us from all of the impurities of this world. You know, everything that's in the world that's impure, the word of God will cleanse us from it if we want to be cleansed. We can't use the ways of the world, because the ways of the world is wrong. I told you that before. It's on a direct course, the Bible says, straight to hell. And if you jump in with the world, that's where you're headed. God wants us purified. He wants us cleansed. And he wants us sanctified for his use right now. See, we're supposed to be in the use, using the things that God told us to right now. Doing what God wants to use us to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to unstop the deaf ear. Everything that he told us to do in his word, we're supposed to be in that use right now, you know? So please, in this world, they can't promise that there will be no wars. The world can't promise us that. And we know we have people that's right now telling us that we can save the world, we can stop the wars, we can make America great again. But the Bible tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. Now who gonna go against that? You can't stop no war. You can't stop the men and the women that's over these wars and these battles. And that comes out of Matthew 24, verse 6 through 13. It's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And anybody, any man on this earth to tell you they can stop it, they're a liar and the truth ain't in it. But we're not to be alarmed. Bible tells us we're not to be alarmed because of these things that we see happening in the world today. We're not to be alarmed because he said, when we see storms of catastrophic danger and damage that's being done by these storms, millions of homes lost, millions of acres of land lost, then we know that no man can stop the storm. The only somebody that can stop the storm is the children of God. And it seems like we're not prepared to stop the storms because we're not believing what God says. We know that Jesus stopped the storm and he stopped the winds and he told us the same thing he did, we could do the same thing. But how many of you are prepared to do that? See, it takes preparation. It takes preparation in order to do the things that God says. We're going to have to work at doing these things. We're going to have to open our mouth and speak the word. It's the word that's going to do what we need done. We're going to have to speak the word. Jesus he spoke the word. And everything he spoke, when he spoke it, is still standing now. He spoke this world into existence. And he said it's not coming down until he decides it's coming down. So we are that same speaking spirit. In the book of Corinthians, he says we're that same speaking spirit. We can say the same thing Jesus said. We can talk to the wind. We can talk to the waves. And they have to obey us in the name of Jesus. So it's time for the church to not be as gullible and unlearned just like the world. No man or no woman can give us a new America. Only when Jesus returns, we will have a new heaven and a new earth. And the old ones are going to pass away. Only God can make these things new. God, his church, is able to restore, to multiply, to replenish everything that's in this world that's being demolished. The church is able to replenish all that. And if you don't believe me, you go to Genesis 1 and read verse 26. God gave his church dominion, authority, and power over all the cattle, the fish, the fowl, over every creeping thing on this earth, and over all the earth itself. We have the power. The earth belonged to mankind. God gave it to man, but not just any old man. It has to be the ones that's following him, his church. That's who everything has been given to, his church, not the world. So, we're going to go over some of these things in the Word of God. What the church has to do and the power that the church has and how the ministers of the gospel are supposed to be behaving themselves and doing things. And we're going to go right now to, I think it's Colossians, the second chapter. And we're going to read, start at verse 6, and it says, as we have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. See, that's what that means, walk in him. What do you mean, walk in him? Jesus, if you look at the red writing in the Bible, that's what Jesus said, and that's what Jesus did. Those are the things that you are to practice walking in, those red letters, and everything that they said Jesus did in the Bible, that's what we should be walking in. That's what that verse means. And it says we should be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. As ye have been taught, abounding therefore with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man should spoil you through philosophy and vain